Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were taught the duty of the pastor is to maintain sound doctrine regardless of what the people say. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
That is our duty, is to have sound doctrine. Now, they don't endure sound doctrine, so the pastor has a great responsibility that regardless of the rebellion, regardless if they fire him. My goodness, if you get fired in the church, then, but because you're preaching the word, you're staying true to the word, then go to another part of town and start another church until the Lord tells you to move from that town and go somewhere else, and then you do it. Now, the duty is to keep the study of the word important to you. And you preach what you learn from God in His Word. You ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. You study it. You get to know it. And you preach it. Young pastors, I tell when I go to a college and I speak at a college, and they'll have me speak to the preacher boys, I'll say, now remember, you're going to be a student the rest of your life. If you don't study that Word every day, you're not in it, don't get to know it better than anybody else in your church, you're not going to be very much of a pastor. You're just going to be a paid employee. And that's the truth. Now, we look at how important this is to God when you get to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, talking about what the Lord did. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, understand, each of those are different offices. An evangelist is not the office of a pastor. An apostle, although Paul and that group were pastors, but they were first an apostle. And an evangelist, he preaches in a church many times, but also an evangelist, just somebody goes out and does that door-to-door war against the devil and winning souls and bringing souls to Christ. So, pastors, it seems like some pastors and teachers, and the fact that they keep saying some, for example, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, it doesn't say, and some teachers, no, it says pastors and teachers. The idea is that they, pastors who teach the word as well as preach it. But yet, you had there, you had prophets who foretell, not just foretell, up here says foretell. Well, they need that when the first church was being established and the New Testament was being completed. But, yeah, they had to do some foretelling, but they also mainly were foretellers. And so they were prophets and then evangelists and then the pastors who also teach the word. That's what we got to do. Preach sound doctrine, because time comes when they don't endure sound doctrine. So these are told that these are what God gives to the church. So your pastor is God's gift to the church, to the local church, that is. The pastor is to teach and preach the word. And so you go along with what God laid out. Don't look for the best entertainer. The Holy Spirit does not work through the best entertainer. He works through the word of God. He breathed out every word of it. Now he wants to preach, and that guy better preach exactly what God says. So, this is a duty. This is a duty that before God, every pastor will have to carry out in teaching and preaching. And God, who will judge the quick and the dead at His appearing, He better be ready, because He is going to give an account to God about pastoring, teaching what He pastored. Now, let me give you an example here. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 and 17. verse 7 says, remember them which have the rule over you. Who are they? Well, didn't we just look at an overseer? A bishop is an overseer. He has responsibility. And then we see another responsibility. Who has spoken unto you the word of God. That was the other responsibility a pastor has. The word of God, whose faith, whose doctrinal teaching, follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now, you remember them that have the rule? They that have the rule in the local church is that bishop. Now, the absolute ruler is Jesus Christ. It's his local church. Wherever it is, it's his local church. And so it is the pastor, though, who's to lead them into rich green pastures of the food of God's word. And so therefore, they teach doctrine. And you consider the end of their conversation, the way they live their life, how it's going. Then verse 17, he says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with greed, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, how's that going to be unprofitable for you? Let's say that your church has 300 people in it. Okay, now, most of those churches listening don't have that, but let's just say it does. But even with a church of 30 people, the pastor can know things about some people's lives. But the first church I took over had 19 members when I took it over. So, it's easy to learn their names, but took a long while to get to know them personally. And as we had souls getting saved and the church grew, then you had more people to learn their names. You had more people, them, the husband, the wife, the children, probably the station they are in life, and things of that nature. So there are things to learn. Then the things you find out later, as they say, the hard way, because an experience says, oh, I didn't know that. So here's what I'm saying is this. The preacher is to preach the word as it is to men as they are. He's to rightly divide the word of God, and that comes through the Spirit of God. So he learns to know the voice of God in his heart. You say, can you know the voice of God in your heart? Well, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. So if you're going to follow the Lord, evidently there's a voice in his that he'll put in your heart that he'll guide you. Now, look, some people, their thoughts, they think is God speaking to them. It's not necessarily. God begins to impress things on your heart that you just can't get away from. Make sure those things line up with the word of God so the devil's not trying to deceive you. But know the word of God so well that as you grow to know the Lord and his person, then you know those things he impressed on your heart. For example, I believe the Lord led me to the place I am now. The Lord led me to this radio program that we have right here in the place where I am now. So those things were a lot of prayer, a lot of talking with God, and really, in some cases, it was my saying, I don't think that's me. For an example, when I left the last church to come here back in 1984, I thought, oh, Lord, about all these people in this church are new Christians, led them to the Lord. You know, there's what's going to happen to them, Lord? And why come back to this church that's already established, has a good pastor and all this other stuff? I thought, no, that's not your will. They just want me there. But since my dad pastored the church, he's a pastor for 19 years ahead of me, but he thought it's time for him to retire. And he wanted me to come and be with him a couple of years to learn the ministry and then take it over. Well, it took from May to really sometime in August before I said, okay, I'll go. I wrestled back and forth with it. It took a while for me to realize God was showing me I need to go, and I was fighting against the radio program, this Lamp and Light radio broadcast. I was listening to a preacher. If I said his name, you would know him. It's not necessary right now to say his name. But he said, I may have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator. I'm not going to tell you if I do or I don't, but I want you to know I have the liberty. Now, he wasn't preaching on the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, because the Fundamental Broadcasting Network and any radio station that stands true to the word wouldn't have allowed that. That would have been taken off right away, and that guy wouldn't be preaching on there again. But it was supposed to be a Bible broadcasting network that kept it straight, kept it right. Well, right now, right off the bat, you know, that's wrong. That's sinful. That's evil. See, I've got liberty to have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator. Well, there's a sense in which it's right and wrong. I have liberty to shoot and kill somebody. That's right. I've got the liberty. But it's also true that there's a consequence that goes along with that. Okay, I can make the decision. So if you're talking about liberty, it's making a decision. Yeah. Adam and Eve had a free will, so they had a liberty to make a decision to eat of that fruit. They did the wrong thing, and there's a consequence with it. So, yeah, you got liberty in that way, but too many people do the same thing that really, I guess, Adam and Eve did. They turned the grace of God to lasciviousness. The grace of God, they turned to lasciviousness, and so they call it liberty. They call it grace, when in truth, it is lasciviousness. Anything goes, whatever my flesh feels like. By the way, you could say that that is the driving principle behind this modern contemporary movement, along with this movement to change all the old documents. You know, a lot of us get upset about what they're trying to do to the Constitution and everything else in the United States. I'm more upset about what people are trying to do, change the documents of the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic Text, by which our King James Bible was translated, that stood the test, that has over 5,400 sets of manuscripts, and their 47 sets, and their 47 sets disagree with themselves so many times that every 4 to 5 years they're changing their latest translation. You know, they said they arrived at it scientifically. Well, their science keeps changing every 4 or 5 years. How much can you depend on something like that? Well, I'm just telling you that we're looking at getting the right people in, and then our responsibility to follow that right person. But that right person better know the voice of God in his heart so that he'll know God's leading, because I fought against this radio call. I fought against that. I mean, I think that was around 96 or somewhere like that. It took me to about 2000 to finally get the program started, because I went to see people that own networks and asked them what they were looking for. Now, I mean, good fundamental networks, supposedly.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.